Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes, a moment of pause and reflection that we hope enhances your life on the spiritual path. Houston Smith wrote a book called Why Religion Matters. And in the very introduction, he talks about the fact that most Americans are saying, I am not religious, but I am spiritual. He reflected on that for a moment, and he said, I think what we have in our country is narcissistic spirituality. He says spirituality is defined by many people in America of what you have after you have taken everything you don't like about a religion. Once you've taken that out, and after taking everything out that is difficult, that is what he calls narcissistic spirituality. You know the old joke that's been told many times, at least I've told it, about the person that comes to a cocktail party. They get you in a corner and they tell you all about themselves and all of the things that they have received in the past. And the many accolades that they have received and how successful they've been in business. They go on for 30 minutes and they don't even come up for air. And then finally, after all that time, they say, oh, enough about me. Now, what do you think about me? Good definition of narcissism. It was Dwight L. Moody who said a long time ago, Jesus sends no one away empty, except those who are full of themselves. And it was Bill Coffin who said that the smallest package in the world is a human being wrapped up in themselves. I remember a friend, clear back in the 1950s, who went to visit Albert Schweitzer, who was famous. It's a name that we cannot afford to forget. Out of the 20th century, a man who, after achieving all kinds of accolades academically, decided that he was tired of arguing about the life of Jesus and about theology, and he wanted to go live the life that Jesus pointed to. And so he found himself then as a doctor in Africa. He said, I will let my life be my argument in this life. And this friend of mine who went to visit him in Lambrene said that it was Schweitzer who met him at the boat on the river and carried his luggage to his room and welcomed him to Lambrene. Now that is a spiritual giant in the midst of a world wrapped up in itself. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. Wishing you, indeed, all the very best.